Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Jay LaVita is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you and the way he's been able to see the way that his fans around the world are responding to it. If you just don't hear from music from Jay, we'll tell you a little bit later you can stay connected with him. But also on our program, you'll be hearing his single, Put You On, as well as telling you all how you can be able to support the music as well. Jay, thank you so much for being with us, man. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Well, Jay, you know, as I said, we're going to be listening to the single Put You On a little bit later, but I want to first of all talk about this year for you. I mean, already you've been able to see the way that your fans are responding to the music as well as showing their support for you. What has it been like for you, man, to not only have discovered your love of music, but to see the way that your fans have been loving it too?
Honestly, if it wasn't for, you know, like, my fans is definitely the thing that, you know, that keeps me going the most. You know, just to see that what I'm doing is, you know, is being, you know, accepted and liked by other people. I think that's the main thing that keeps a lot of artists going.
Right.
You know, because I'm my worst critic, and I have my days where I'm like, I feel I can do better. And then you know, I'll have somebody reach out and say, you know, I made their day, or they, you know, have them listening to me early in the morning. Like, that's a great feeling, you know, to know that somebody, you know, loves your music as much as you do.
Exactly. I think that's the thing. So since it's your first time on our program, Jay, I have to ask you, I mean, when did you first know for yourself that music was that thing for you? When did you know that music was something that you wanted to do?
Music was something that I wanted to do when, I've been doing it all my life. You know, Christmas time, we had to, you know, my mom would make us do something, either say what we're grateful for, or do a talent or something like that to be able to even open our gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always sing Michael Jackson. And then it turned into the cookouts and the family reunions when my mom always wanted me to sing. But it wasn't until it was fifth grade, and sixth grade, and I had my graduation banquet coming up. And I decided I wanted to do a song. And I performed in front of like 1,000 people. My first time writing a song, first time performing all at one time. And I think after that, I couldn't stop. Like, it was just like that feeling was the craziest feeling ever, like being on stage and doing something that you wrote yourself. And that's kind of when it kind of became a love, you know, passion.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that has to be a great thing, man, because, I mean, I always say that to our audience, and it would matter what their love may be, whether it's music or whatever it might be, you know, to be able to have someone appreciate that is an amazing thing. You know, it's one thing for you to have people who know you, Jay, to be able to show their appreciation, but when you hear from a complete stranger on social media, the way that you're able to, I mean, who tells you how much they're enjoying, you know, their music, or when you see, you know, one of the stations, you know, tweeting out, you know, now playing, you know, Jay LaVita. I mean, what does that feel like to know that you're getting that kind of support?
It's unreal. It's unreal because, especially with the radio stations, because there's so many, I mean, I'm not the only one out here doing this, you know, so like,
right,
for them to accept me over all these other people, you know, it lets me know that I'm doing something right, you know, because I know radio stations ain't going to play something they don't like, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then I have a complete stranger, you know, come up to me or you know, hit me up on social media and tell me that they love my music, and they don't know me from a can of paint, you know. It's a dope feeling, and I'm looking
right
forward to, you know, to building more relationships that way and getting to know more of my fans, you know, because they tell me what they want. And I'm sure they'll tell me if they don't like the song too. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah, one thing about fans, yeah, they definitely are vocal, especially with social media these days. They feel like they have that right for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Jay LaVita is our guest for this segment. We're talking with him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world and the way he's been able to see the way his fans are responding to it. He also took us back to the beginning for it, though. I mean, what it was like for him to be able to share. You know, I want to talk to you about finding your voice. Jay, because I think for a lot of people, that is the thing that really holds them back. They try so hard to be the next X, Y, or Z. How important has it been for you as an artist to just be yourself?
That's really big. That's something that I pride myself on, is not trying to be like everybody else. I don't even listen to music, other people's music, that much, because I don't even want to get that. I don't want that to bleed into my creativity. You know what I mean?
Sure. Right.
So for me, I just always try to be as different as something that was already out. You know, and even if I stay in that realm of what's hot, I'm making my own. I have to make it my own. I can't just copy. Because there's a lot of people. It's crazy that there's people out here that will literally just mimic somebody else and think that they're going to get on. A label doesn't want somebody that they already got or that's already out. I don't understand why people don't really understand that.
Right.
But
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah. And I think it's a great reminder, too, for everybody, you know, to just, you know, don't try to be anybody else but yourself, you know, and to let yourself be what comes through. Does it also make it, to follow up on that, though, Jay, does it also make it even more special because you are being true to you, that when people do recognize that, that says a whole lot about what they think about what you're doing as an individual?
Absolutely. I mean, for one, it's easier because you're not faking, and... You know, I've had a lot of people tell me the way I've done something or doing it this way isn't going to work. And I stayed true to myself, and it's paying off. You know, I could have went a whole other way and did what they said, and then they could have been like, oh, this guy's just trying to be like so-and-so. You know, no, we don't want to fool him. But I stayed true to myself, and it's paying off to this day, so I'm not going to change that. And I don't think anybody should change it.
Right. I think that's it. The other thing that comes through in the single that we're going to be listening to, I Put You On, Jay, is that you definitely have a love of different styles of music. Do you think that also has helped you in developing your own unique style, that you're not just stuck in trying to do one thing or to be in one particular type of style?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be in one type of style. I try to do everything. Every genre I try to dab in, whether it's pop, R&B, house, EDM, anything. I want parts of it because I want to broaden my horizons. I want to be able to get on a song with anybody, you know, and make timeless music with different people and not just be known as this, you know, one-dimensional artist. I definitely don't want to be considered that.
Right. Well, one of the things that we see in the single that we're about to listen to, Jay, is that you definitely are not afraid to collab with other artists. I mean, take us into the experience. How did this particular song come about?
My producer, he actually sent me the track, and I have some songs where I have to really sit down and lock in, and then I have some songs where as soon as I hear it, it just flows out, and that's what happened. I barely wrote any of the song down. It just came to me all in my head, and after I finished it, I sent it to my manager, and he was like, "Yo, this is hot." And he was like, "But we need a rapper on this joint. Like, we need to set it off with a rapper." So I asked him, I was like, "Who do you have in mind?" And he told me he had Fred the Godson. They have a good relationship, and he reached out to him. He said he would do it, and Fred had the song back in less than 24 hours.
Wow!
And it was like the smoothest process ever.
Wow. Well, the end result is one that people are definitely loving. I mean, at the time of this conversation that we're having today, just on your SoundCloud alone, I mean, over 12,000 listens on there. And I think, you know, the thing about the song, as our audience will hear for those who haven't heard it, is that it definitely tells a story without telling too much. I mean, you know, I thought about that the first time I heard the song. I mean, you're able to say a lot without actually saying everything in this song. Is that also a part of the storytelling process for you as a songwriter?
Well, definitely. You know, there's some songs where you're blunt and you just, you know, you keep it straight up and you tell it how it is. And then there's some where you want to leave some speculation or leave room for people to make their own ending. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, most definitely.
Well, I think that's definitely what people will take away. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here's your opportunity. Here is Put You On by Jay LaVita featuring Godson. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Jay right after this. Stay with us.
baby, what's your name? Better yet, where's your mane? Are you here alone? Well, I'm glad you came, 'cause I can show you a few things if you let me. Shorty says she new to the city, riding with the top down, got her hair blown while we cruise to the city, and she's still looking pretty. Speeding back to the crib, doing around one city. You know what it's heading for, so baby, hop out the Savannah door, 'cause as soon as we hit the door, I'ma put you on. Baby girl, that body too legit, she brought it to me like a stewardess, and I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's so right, well I know it ain't wrong, so go ahead and lay your head down, and let me put you on, baby let me put you on, yeah. Baby, let me put you on, yeah. She said the feeling's alright, well I know it ain't wrong, so go ahead and lay your head down, and let me put you on. Baby, let me put
I
you
pick her
on.
Up in the afternoon, tell her some things. Uh-huh. A little brother, I can sell him some things.
Right.
Have you in designer, Chanel and them things. You'll be so happy like Pharrell when he sings. My presentation vacation. Last girl slacked on the job. My doctor, stay patient.
Woo.
Just sitting there. You used to them while she said to lean back now. Remy hair, Brazilian, etc.
Uh-huh.
Last boy kept upsetting her.
Right.
Well, Fred, I'm a Pisces. No one rhyming like me. My neck and my wrist look like Italian icy. Wifey got one, mistress, you the right one. Let's ride through the light till the night come. A boyfriend good and gone. Frederico, Jay LaVita, put on.
Stop. Baby girl, that body too legit. She brought it to me like a stewardess. And I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah, baby, let me put you on. Yeah, she said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on.
He different. They far from me, big distance.
Big distance.
You might yell switch like a snitch, you could tell in an instant.
Wow.
Baby, get a bottle, make me feel like an infant. Fred to God, from me to her. Black card, red star media. Her last ball good and gone. Gordo, Frederico, AJ, put
Shorty
on.
Shorty said she new to the city. Riding with the top down, got her hair blown while we cruise to the city. And she's still looking pretty. Speeding back to the crib, doing around one city. You know what it's hitting for. So baby, hop out the Savannah door, 'cause as soon as we hit the door, I'ma put you on. Baby, got that body too legit, she brought it to me like a stewardess, and I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's alright, well I know it ain't wrong, so go ahead and lay your head down, and let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on, yeah. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on.
There you have Put You On by Jay LaVita featuring Godson right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, but also through our online friends as well. We're actually joined by Jay today. We're talking with him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. You know, Jay, when I was listening to the song that time, I thought about the journey that you kind of took us through of how this all began for you. You know, for a lot of people, and I hear this all the time, people say, well, you know what, they came out of nowhere. But do you feel as though all the hard work you've been able to put in, man, and all that you've been able to do over the years really has set the stage for where you are now in 2016?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been through a lot. And I feel like even before, if I was in a situation maybe a year or two from now, I can look back and say I wasn't ready. Like I wouldn't have been prepared. I thought I was prepared, but I'm not. And I wasn't. And where I'm at now, I'm ready. Like, I have no doubt that moving forward is not going to be I'm not going to second guess anything. Like I've been with labels that, you know, played me, they promised me things that they didn't pull through on, they stole money from me, everything. So it made me wiser, you know, it made me go out and gain knowledge myself so I can know how to better, you know, protect myself and everything. And I definitely feel like it prepared me for where I'm at today.
Right. And it also puts you in a unique position too, I think, Jay, because now other people can look at you, just like you've been influenced by other artists. People can look at Jay LaVita and say, you know what, if Jay was able to do it, I can too. I mean, what is that like for you to know that now you can be an example to other artists as to what's possible for them?
I think that's a big deal, because, you know, I think everybody comes from somewhere where they look up to somebody, you know, and that's kind of what puts them into that direction that they want to go in as far as music or whatever your passion is. And if I can be motivation to somebody, and if, you know, that's major for me, and I definitely want to be that kind of person. I want to be somebody that they can look up to and they can learn from, you know. I want to lead by example for sure.
Right. Well, it's a great thing to be able to do, and I think you're already doing it just by your being consistent, Jay, the way that you've been able to do. And now, of course, the hard work is definitely paying off because people are able to hear your music. They're able to learn more about the artist, as well as, of course, to be able to see the example of what it takes to actually get there. Jay, one of the things we've been doing this year is really trying to push our audience, no matter what their passion might be, to get off the bench, you know, get off the sidelines and to get in the game, to stop saying what they want and to actually go for it. I know people have been coming up to you and asking you, well, how did you do this? Or what advice do you have for this? I mean, what do you say to people about the importance of just going for it instead of just talking about it?
You got to go for it. You can't, you know, time waits for nobody. And the way the music industry changes, you can be left, like, so quick. And the only thing I can really tell people is just educate yourself as much as you can, because the more you know about the business, the easier it is to move. Hmm. You know, if you don't know where to go to do this and where to go to do that, how are you ever going to get there? You can't just sit and wait for opportunity to come to you, because it won't. It definitely won't. It's definitely more than just being talented. You got to have the work ethic. You got to have the knowledge as well.
Exactly. All right, and you're hearing her from someone who definitely knows that firsthand. Again, everyone, recording artist Jay LaVita has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you, Jay. He has a single out that you guys heard here, Put You On, featuring Godson. Jay, how can our audience stay connected with you as well as support the music?
You can support the music by looking me up on iTunes, Amazon, even follow me on Spotify. And social media, everything is Jay LaVita, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Jay LaVita, JayLaVita. My SoundCloud is Jay LaVita Music. You can follow me on there as well and keep up. And like, comment, and share, and show your love, and I'll show it back for sure.
All right, Jay. Well, man, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the time today. I know it's a busy time for you, and looking forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right, man. We definitely want to thank the management for setting up this conversation with us for today. We want to thank, again, Platinum Voice also for being a part of this conversation. And thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, if you're joining us on the radio side of our program or online, we do appreciate you all joining us again in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, but also online through DCNowRadio.com, 106LiveRadio.com in Atlanta, as well as, of course, through our good friends at BlogTalkRadio.com as well. If you're joining us online and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Jay on both of those places to make it easy for you guys to find him. But if you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends there. You'll see the buttons there on the left-hand side of your screen to be able to share it with them on all your social media sites. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.